Nobody spoke. Harry sensed the gang of snatchers watching, frozen, and felt Hermione's arm trembling against his. Greyback got up and took a couple of steps to where Harry sat, crouching down again to stare closely at his misshapen features.
"What's that on your forehead, Vernon?"
he asked softly, his breath foul in Harry's nostrils as he pressed a filthy finger to the taut scar.
"Don't touch it!"
Harry yelled. He could not stop himself. He thought he might be sick from the pain of it.
"I thought you wore glasses, Potter,"
breathed Greyback.
"I found glasses!"
yelped one of the snatchers skulking in the background.
"There was glasses in the tent, Greyback! Wait!"
And seconds later, Harry's glasses had been rammed back onto his face. The snatchers were closing in now, peering at him.
"It is!"
rasped Greyback.
"We've caught Potter!"
They all took several steps backward, stunned by what they had done. Harry, still fighting to remain present inside his own splitting head, could think of nothing to say. Fragmented visions were breaking across the surface of his mind. He was gliding around the high walls of the Black Fortress.
No! He was Harry, tied up and wandless, in grave danger.
Looking up, up to the topmost window, the highest tower.
He was Harry, and they were discussing his fate in low voices.
Time to fly.
To the Ministry?
To hell with the Ministry, growled Greyback. They'll take the credit, and we won't get a look in. I say, we take him straight to you-know-who.
Will you summon him here?
Said Scabbior, sounding awed, terrified.
No, snarled Greyback. I haven't got... They say he's using the Malfoy's place as a base. We'll take the boy there.
Harry thought he knew why Greyback was not calling Voldemort. The werewolf might be allowed to wear Death Eater robes when they wanted to use him, but only Voldemort's inner circle were branded with the dark mark. Greyback had not been granted this highest honor. Harry's scar seared again, and he rose into the night, flying straight up to the window at the very top of the tower.
Completely sure it's him? 'Cause if it ain't Greyback, we're dead.
Who's in charge here?
Roared Greyback, covering his moment of inadequacy.
I say that's Potter, and him plus his wand, that's 200,000 galleons right there. But if you're too gutless to come along, any of you, it's all for me, and with any luck, I'll get the girl thrown in.
The window was the merest slit in the black rock, not big enough for a man to enter. A skeletal figure was just visible through it, curled beneath a blanket, dead or sleeping.
All right,
said Scabbior.
All right, we're in. And what about the rest of them, Greyback? What'll we do with them?
Might as well take the lot. We've got two mudbloods. That's another 10 galleons. Give me the sword as well. If they're rubies, that's another small fortune right there.
The prisoners were dragged to their feet. Harry could hear Hermione's breathing, fast and terrified.
Grab hold and make it tight. Ah, to Potter,
said Greyback, seizing a fistful of Harry's hair. Harry could feel his long yellow nails scratching his scalp.
On three. One, two, three!
They disapparated, pulling the prisoners with them. Harry struggled, trying to throw off Greyback's hand, but it was hopeless. Ron and Hermione were squeezed tightly against him on either side. He could not separate from the group, and as the breath was squeezed out of him, his scar seared more painfully still. As he forced himself through the slit of a window like a snake and landed, lightly as vapor, inside the cell-like room,